We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Covenant of Circumcision, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham D. Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 2, verse 29. A person is a Jew inwardly, and circumcision is of the heart by the Spirit and not by the written code. Circumcision of the heart is not a one-time emotional experience. It is an ongoing work of the Holy Spirit. While physical circumcision removed flesh, spiritual circumcision removes everything in the heart that resists God's rule. It is the Spirit's cutting away of pride, rebellion, self-will, and unbelief so that Christ can be fully formed within. When a person is born again, God gives them a new heart. But the renewing of the mind and the transformation of character require cooperation. The circumcision of the heart happens as believers submit to God's word, yield to the Spirit, and allow truth to confront areas that are still shaped by the old life. This process is often uncomfortable. Just as physical circumcision involves pain, spiritual circumcision involves conviction. The Spirit exposes attitudes, relationships, habits, and patterns that cannot coexist with the life of Christ. However, this cutting is not destructive. It is redemptive. God removes what hinders so that His life can flow freely. Circumcision of the heart also produces sensitivity. A circumcised heart is tender toward God, quick to repent, and responsive to His voice. Where the uncircumcised heart resists correction, the circumcised heart welcomes it, knowing that correction leads to life. Ultimately, circumcision of the heart is how believers walk in the fullness of the new covenant. It is how the old man loses influence and the new man becomes visible. It is not outward religion, but inward transformation that marks a life truly governed by Christ. Go into today knowing that God is committed to completing His work in you. Do not resist the cutting of the Spirit, for on the other side of circumcision is freedom, fruitfulness, and deeper intimacy with Him. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe You died for my sins and rose again. I confess You as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Ezra 1 to 5. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.